We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Omid Beis. We learnt in the Mishnah, Baroshei Chadashim Ubecholei Shel Moed Koirin Arba. We have to know that the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh is three parashiyos, which spans 15 psukim. The first eight psukim, Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, is the Korban Tomid brought every day. The parasha of Yom HaShabbos only has two psukim, which is discussing the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. The last parasha of Rosh Chodeshim is five psukim, which discusses the Korbanis of Rosh Chodesh. How are these three parashas going to split amongst the four kruim? Boi Minei Ulo Bar Rav Merova. Parashas Rosh Chodesh Ketzad Koirin Oisa. Tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'marat aleim es korban ilachmi, dehavyon t'manya psuka, heichen avid. The eight psukim in the first of the three parashiyos of the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, how are we going to split them up? Nikra t'rei, if two oilim are going to share this parasha together, t'losa, t'losa, psukim, three psukim each, poshaluhu t'rei, there'll be two leftover psukim. Ve'ein m'shairin b'parasha pochis mishleisha psukim. We never stop a Kriya if there's less than three psukim till the end of the parasha. Nikra arbo arbo, is each one going to say four psukim? Poshulahu shiva, the seven more psukim. Uviyoyim HaShabbos havyon trei. There's two psukim in the parasha of Uviyoyim HaShabbos. Uvroshei Chodeshim havyon chamisha, and five psukim in the parasha of Uvroshei Chodeshim. Heichen avid, how are we going to split them up? Nikri trei meho v'chad mehanoch. Is the first of those two kruim going to read two psukim of Yom HaShabbos and one posuk of Rosh Chodeshim? That can't be, because ein maschilim b'parasha poches mishlosha psukim. You never read less than three psukim at the beginning of a parasha. Likra trei meha utlosa mehach, you're going to read two psukim of Yom HaShabbos and three psukim from Rosh Chodeshim. Poshalu trei, you only have two psukim left for the next kaira. How are we going to split this psukim? Answers the Gemara, Omar loy, Rava answered to Ula, Zu loy shamati, kiyetze bo shamati. I didn't hear exactly the answer to this question, but I heard something similar, and from what I did hear, I can understand what the answer is to your question. Titnan, we learnt in Tainis Daf Chof Amud Aleph, Legabe Kriya Satira, that the Anshei HaMaimud used to read. In the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, B'yom HaRishayin, on the first day of the week, Bereishis. The parasha that starts with Bereishis, V'Hirokia, the parasha that starts with Yehirokia. V'Toni Ali, we learnt a Braisa. Bereishis Bishnaim, there were two kruim, Kohen and Levi, who shared the parasha of Bereishis. Yehirokia Be'echod. And the Yisroel, the third Oile, he would read the parasha of Yehirokia. V'Avinon Bo, we were discussing this Braisa. We asked as follows, Bishleim Yehirokia Be'echod. I can understand how the parasha of Yehirokia is read by one Kaira. Detlosa Psuka, however, there's three Psukim in it. Elo Bereishis Bishnaim, how can two kruim read the parasha of Bereishis? Chamisha psuki hava, there's five psukim. V'tanya, we learnt in the Braisa, Hakira b'Torah lo yivchois mishleisha psukim. A person that reads in the Torah should read a minimum of three psukim. V'itma lo. And in order to explain the Braisa, we explained as follows. Rav Omar Doileg, the Levi, reads the last posuk of the Kohen as his first posuk. Ushmuel Omar Poisek. The Kohen read the first half of the third posuk, and the Levi read the second half of the third posuk. Rav Omer Doileg Maitama Lo Omer Poisek. Why did Rav not say like Shmuel? Kosovar Kol Psuka Dolei Poske Moisha Nanle Poske Nonle. You can't make up your own psukim. Exactly the psukim we got from Moshe Mesinai, those are psukim. There's no such thing as half a posuk. Ushmuel Omar Poskinonle. Shmuel, who says you do break the posuk into two. V'Omer Chananya Kro. Reb Chananya the Baal Kaira said, Tzar Godel Hoyoli, Eitzel Reb Chanina Agodel. I put a lot of effort into trying to get Reb Chanina Agodel to allow me to split a posuk into two whilst I was teaching the children in school, and they can't read the whole posuk at once. And the end, he allowed me to break the psukim into parts, but only Elo Latinokas Shel Beis Rabon. Hoyel Uli Islami Dasuyon. Since the reason we're doing it is to teach them. So how can Shmuel say that you can break a posuk into two? Answers the Gemara Hossam, when teaching children, time am I, why was it mutter to break the posuk? Mishum Doloyevshar, because there's no choice. Hochanami here too is Kriyas HaTorah, where we have to break five psukim into two sets of three psukim. Loyevshar, there's no other choice. Continues the Gemara, Shmuel Omar Poisek, Maitama Leomar Doileg. Why does Shmuel not say like Rav that the Levi should read the third Pasuk of the Yisrael as his first Pasuk? Gezeira Mishum Anichnosim Umishum Hayotzin. If somebody is going to come in and see the Levi starting with the third Pasuk, he's going to assume that the Kohen only read two Psukim. And if somebody is going to leave after the Kohen is finished, he's going to assume that the Levi is only going to read two Psukim. And that's why Shmuel did not say like Rav. Now the Gemara is going to ask Akash on Rav, Meisvei. We learned in a Braisa regarding Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays, Parasha Shel Shisha Psukim Kohen Oiso Bishnaim. Two Kruim can read any parasha of six Psukim. They each have three Psukim. V'shel Chamisha Psukim B'yochid. But a parasha of five Psukim has to be read by a single Kohen. If it happened that Koro Rishoin Shloisha, that the first Kohen read just three of the five Psukim, Hasheni Kohen Shnaim, the next Kohen should read the remaining two Psukim, mi parasha zu, ve'echod mi parasha acheres, and another Pasuk from the next parasha, v'yesh oimrim, and some say shleisha. He should read three Psukim from the next parasha, lifi she'ein maschilim b'parasha, pochis mi shleisha Psukim. You have to read at least three Psukim at the beginning of any parasha. Now the Bnei Yeshiva asked, v'im Isa, according to what Rav said, that you can split a parasha of five psukim into two kruim, lemandoma doileg nidloig, kunturav. When there's a parasha of five psukim, why doesn't the first one read three psukim and the second one start from the third pasuk? Lemandoma poisik, nivsik. And according to Shmuel, it says you can break the pasuk into two, why don't we do that? Rashi says we're not goyrus this because we're talking about a case where the first one read three whole psukim. And the whole discussion is what should the second person do? So we're not goyrus this, and the kash of the Gemara is on Rav. Answers the Gemara, Shani hasam de'efshar b'hachi. By Kriyas HaTorah of a regular Monday or Thursday, you can continue reading from the next parasha. It's the parashas HaShavua. But where Rav and Shmuel were arguing by the Ma'amodos, you can't continue on to the next day, so we have to find an Eitzah how two Kruim can read a parasha of five Psukim. Now regarding the Halacha, Omer of Tanuchim, Omer of Bishua ben Levi, Halacha ki yesh oimrim. The loch is like the Yesh Oimrim, that the second person should read the last two psukim of the first parasha and three psukim from the next parasha. Now the Gemara brings another Shmua from the same person. V'omar Tanchoim Omer Bishua ben Levi, Kashem Shein Maschilim Parasha, Poches Mishloisha Psukim. In the same way as we don't start reading a parasha without reading the first three psukim, because we're afraid that somebody's going to walk in the middle, and if he only reads two psukim from this parasha, he's going to assume that the kriya started in this parasha, and they only read two psukim. He won't know that they already started reading at the end of the previous parasha. So too, kach in mashayrin parasha pochas mishleisha psukim, we don't leave two psukim at the end of a parasha, because if somebody leaves at that point, he's going to assume that the next kriya is only going to read the two psukim that are left, without realizing that he's going to start the next parasha. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, why did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi have to say two things? Firstly, Halacha ki yesh oimrim, and secondly, that ein mashayrin b'parasha pochis mishloisha psukim. If we look carefully at the braisa we saw before, we'll notice that there's two issues here. There's one is stopping when there's less than three psukim till the end of the parasha, and one is starting a parasha reading less than three psukim. So the Tanakhama said that lekatchila, if you've got a parasha of five psukim, it should be read by one person. Don't let the first person read three psukim and leave another two. Which means that the Tanakhama were machmir with shiur. They preferred not to leave two psukim at the end of a parasha. If the first kohira read three psukim, and now we have no choice, we're left with two psukim, what do we do then? So the Tanakhama say, read those two psukim, and read just one posuk in the next parasha, which means they're being makel on haschola. They didn't mind that you start reading a parasha with less than three psukim. And the Yesh Oimrim were machmir even there, and said, in the new parasha, read three psukim. So regarding haschola, the Yesh Oimrim are more machmir than the Tanakhama. So it's to be assumed that the Yesh Oimrim will certainly be machmir what the Tanakhama is machmir, lekatchila, not to leave less than three psukim. Because they're even the Tanakhama are machmir. So if Rabbi Shua ben Levi said Halacha ki yesh oimrim, it's self-understood that ein mashayrin b'parasha pochis mishloisha psukim. So why did Rabbi Shua ben Levi have to make that statement? That's going to be now the kash of the Gemara. Let's see it inside. Hashta uma aschalto. the amount of psukim to read at the beginning of a parasha. The Komekel Tanakam, the Tanakamas Mekel, they allow the second Kaira to read one posuk at the beginning of the new parasha. Machmir Yesh Oimrim, the Yesh Oimrim of Machmir, and they said you have to read three psukim. Shiur, regarding leaving the less than three psukim at the beginning of a parasha. The Machmir Tanakama, the Tanakama of Machmir, Varaya, that they preferred that the first Kaira should read all five psukim, Loikoshkin de Machmir Yesh Oimrim. We can assume that the Yesh Oimrim will be Machmir not to leave less than three psukim. Answers the Gemara that even though the Tanakama were more Machmir by Shiur than by Haschola, it's possible that according to the Yesh Oimrim, they'll be more Machmir by Haschola than by Shiur. The reason to be machmir by shiur, by leaving less than three psukim at the end of the parasha, is because of those who are going to leave now, they mistakenly will think that the next kohen is only going to read two psukim. The reason to be machmir by haschola, which means to read less than three psukim at the beginning of a new parasha, is because of those walking in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, who won't realize that he started reading at the end of the previous parasha, and will think that they're reading less than three psukim. So there's one logic that says that you have to be more choishesh for the people coming in the middle, and another logic that says you have to be more choishesh for people leaving in the middle. So says the Gemara, Ma'odotei Mai might have thought that nichnosim shchichi, it's common for people to come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore we have to be machmir, not to read less than three psukim at the beginning of a parasha, but yaitzim loy shchichi, demanchi sefer Torah v'nafki, it's not common for people to leave in the middle. And therefore I might have thought we don't need to be choishesh for shiur to leave two psukim at the end of a parasha. Komash malon, that's why Rabbi Shua ben Levi had to tell us that that's not the case, and that the Yesh Oimrim, not only are they machmir for the Nichnosim, they're also machmir for the Yotzim. And now the Gemara is going back to the Tanakama, the Tanakama, Maishno Shiurei Deloi. Why are you machmir not to leave two psukim at the end of a parasha? Mishum Yotzim, because you're afraid that people might leave in the middle and think that the next Kaira is only going to read two psukim. Aschulei Nami, Gezeira Mishum HaNichnosim. Why are you, Tanakama, allowing the second Kaira to read just one posuk at the beginning of a parasha? Why are you not choishesh that somebody's going to walk in and think that the Kaira is read less than three psukim? Answers the Gemara Omri, they said, Manda Ail, Shiyula Shoil. When somebody comes into shul and sees the second Kaira reading just one or two psukim from the new parasha, he'll ask, do you not need three psukim? And they'll say that he started at the end of the previous parasha. But the people who are leaving shul, when the previous Kaira left over less than three psukim to the end of the parasha, they won't ask questions, and they'll assume that the next Kaira is going to read less than three psukim. Now the Gemara concludes, Sholach le Rabba Berei de Rovala of Yosef, Hilchasa Mai, they asked of Yosef, is the halacha like Rav, who says doileg, or like Shmuel, who said poisek? Sholach lehi, he answered them back, Hilchasa doileg, the halacha is like Rav, who holds doileg, v'emtzoyi doilgon. It's talking about the ma'amodos, that the Levi starts reading from the last pasuk that the Kohen read, and reads till the end of that parasha, and the Yisrael will read the parasha of Yehirokia. And the Ramban and other Rishonim discuss how this hachra, that the halacha is like Rav, affects the halacha and what we do with the kriya on Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Ze haklal kol sheyesh bo musaf v'chulu, a day that has musaf but is not a yontov. There's four kruim, not like a regular Monday, Thursday, or Shabbos Mincha, where there's only three kruim. Iboilu asks the Gemara, Tainis tzibur bekamo. How many oilim get called up when we read Vayichal on a Tainis tzibur? Is the klal in the Mishnah only Rosh Chodesh v'chol moed de'ika korban musaf? Arba, they have a korban musaf, and therefore they have four kruim. Aval hocha, but regarding a tanis tzibur, deleka korban musaf. Loi, only three kruim are called. Oidil mahocha nami, ika musaf tfila. Since on a tanis tzibur we have an extra nekuda in the tfila, which is the bracha of aneinu, so maybe it has the same din as Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, that you have four kruim. Toshema, the Gemara is going to try and bring proof to this question from our Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Baroshei Chodoshim u'b'choilei Shel Moed, Kirin Arba. Since the Mishnah says that only Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed you call up four people, Ha Tainis Tzibur u'Shleisha. We can assume that Tainis Tzibur only has three kruim. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a raya. Eimer Reisha. Look at the beginning of the Mishnah. It says, B'sheini u'b'chameshi u'b'shabbos b'mincha Kirin Shleisha. Ha Tainis Tzibur Arba. You can't learn from the Mishnah either way, because the Mishnah just says the two ends of the spectrum where it's clear. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha is 3, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed is 4. Tainus Tzibur is left without a Hachra. Toshema, the Gemara tries to bring a Raya from a story. The Rav Ikla LeBovel B'Tainus Tzibur. Rav happened to be in Bovel on a Tainus. Kom Kro B'Sifra, Rav started reading in a Sefer Torah. Posach Borich. Before he started reading from the Torah, he said a bracha. Chosam v'loi Borich. When he finished reading, he did not make a bracha. Another custom of Rav. Nefur kule alma an payu. The whole tzibur said tachanun. V'rav lo nafal al api. And Rav didn't. The Gemara is now saying, Mechte Rav b'Yisrael kora. Rav was not a kohen, he was not a levi. He was a Yisrael. May tama chosam v'loi Borich. Why did he not make a bracha at the end of the kriya? Lav mishum deboi lemikra achrina basrei. It must be that there was going to be a fourth kira that was going to be after him. So from this story, we're trying to assume that on a Tanis Tzibur there's four oilim. The Gemara is soon going to discuss why Rav made a bracha when he started reading. Answers the Gemara, loi. It could be that really there's only three kruim, and the reason that Rav didn't make a bracha when he finished is Rav bekani kro. They called him up for the first aliyah. The Rav Huna kori bekani. Rav Huna, who was not a kohen, and nonetheless he got the first aliyah, because he was a big Talmud Chacham, a Gadol Batera. Rav too, he got the first aliyah because he was a Gadol Batera. Now the Gemara is saying, how can you compare Rav to Rav Huna? Bishleim Rav Huna, Kori Bekana, Da Afilu Rav Ami Rav Asi, Dekana Chashiva De Arad Yisrael, Meichav Chai Fulul Rav Huna. Rav Huna, we can understand that he got Kohen, because even the most Choshev Kohenim at the time, which were Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they were also Kofuf to Rav Huna. And that's why Rav Huna got the first aliyah. Elo Rav. But in the case of Rav, Ha'ika Shmuel de Kanahava, Shmuel, who was also a Kohen, Vidabar Ale, and Rav would show respect to Shmuel. So you see that Shmuel was not Kofuf to Rav, so why should Rav get the Aliyah of Kohen and not Shmuel, who was a Kohen? Elomai, Rav didn't get the first Aliyah, he got the third Aliyah. And the reason he didn't make a bracha at the end was because there's four kruim on a Tainus Tzibur. Says the Gemara, no. Really, it could be that Rav did get the first aliyah. You're going to say, how could you give him the first aliyah? Shmuel was a kohen and Shmuel was not kofuf to Rav. Shmuel nami meichav hava kaif le Rav. Shmuel was also kofuf le Rav. And therefore, if even Shmuel, who was a very great person and a kohen, was kofuf to Rav, Rav could get the first aliyah. V'rav hu da'avad le kovid. And there's a reason that Rav showed kavod to Shmuel, even though Shmuel was completely kofuf to Rav. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Ches Amud Aleph tells us what the story was. That when Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, and he had a stomachache, and Shmuel took him into his house, Shmuel was a doctor and wanted to heal him. And then there was a misunderstanding, and Rav said something that ultimately affected Shmuel's children. And after that, Rav made a point of showing Shmuel extra kavod. V'chi ovidle, when did Rav show Shmuel kavod? Befonov, was only in front of Shmuel. Sheloi befonov, loy ovadle. When Shmuel wasn't present at the time, then Rav had no reason to be mechabed Shmuel, because Rav was much greater than Shmuel. And therefore Rav could get the first aliyah. Says the Gemara Hochanami in Mistabra, it's probable the Rav Bekani Kro, that Rav got the first aliyah. Diesel Kodaitoch Bisrael Kro, if he got the third aliyah, Lefoneo Maitama Borich, why did he make the bracha when he started reading? Elomai, he got Kohen, he was the first Kohira, therefore he made the bracha at the beginning and did not make a bracha at the end. Now the Gemara says no, it could be he got Shlishi, and the reason he made the bracha at the beginning was Leachar Takona, after the Chachomim made the Takona that all the Kruim, they should make a bracha before. For the kriya, so that's why Rav, even though he got shlishi, he made the bracha. Ihochi if so lachreo nami levarich. After the takana, all the kohanim make a bracha at the end of the kriya as well. So why did Rav not make a bracha at the end? Says the Gemara, Shani heicha de Yosef Rav, in the place of Rav de ma'ail oili. There were people who would come in the middle of the Kriya Satira and they would miss the first bracha and need to hear the bracha again from one of the kruim. Meifek leinofki. It was very uncommon for anyone to leave in the middle of Kriya Satira, and therefore it was enough if the last kira would say the bracha at the end. The Gemara is now going to try and bring another raya as to how many kruim there are on a Tainus Tzibur. Toshema, Zeaklau, Kol Shieshboy Bitl Malochalaom, any day which the people are allowed to work, and keeping them in shul any extra time is going to take away from the time they're working. Kigoin Tainus Tibur Vitishabov, Kairin Shlesha. They only call up three people. Vishain by Bitl Malochalaom, but those days where there's not so much bitl for work, if we keep the people in the shul a bit longer, kigoin Rosh Chodoshim on Rosh Chodesh, where the women had the custom not to do so much work, v'cholei shel moed and cholei moed, where for everybody the amount of work one is allowed to do is restricted, and therefore kirin arba, we call up an extra person. Shma mino from this brayso, you see that on a tainis tzibur you call up three people, not four. The Morotcha asks, just because women don't do melach on Rosh Chodesh, women don't need to come to shul for Kriyas HaTorah. The whole Kriyas HaTorah is for the men. And if the men can work, then there's bittul melach on Rosh Chodesh as well. The Morotcha says that the minig was that even the men did less melachas on Rosh Chodesh. And this is followed by other Rishonim as well, and this shaila is discussed in the Achronim also. Continues the Gemara, Omer Ravashi, how could you just bring that raya from the Braisa that Tainis Tzibur has three kruim? V'anan loitnan hochi, in our Mishnon, daf chafal lefom adalef, we learned, contrary to that, Zeaklal, kol yom sheyesh boi musaf, ve'ena yom tov, kairin arba. What's the klal for? Lasuye mai, what's it coming to be moisif, lav, lasuye tainet tzibur v'tishabov. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that even though there's no korban musaf, nonetheless, there is a hisofa in the tefillah. We say anenu. Is it not preferable to rely on a diuk from the Mishnah than on a diuk from a braisa? Now the Gemara is asking Ravashi, or Ravashi, you Ravashi that are being medayik from our Mishnah, that even on Tainus Tzibur and Tisha B'Av, there's four kruim, masnisin mani. Which Tana is the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Tana Kama, v'loi Rabbi Yosi. The Tana we saw in the braisa, chol liyos basheni ubachamishi. If Tisha B'Av was either on a Monday or a Thursday, Kirin Shlesha. You call up three people, like any Monday and Thursday. Umaftir Echod, and the last of the three Kirim also reads in the Haftarah. Bashlishi Ubaravi, if Tisha B'Av fell on a Tuesday or Wednesday, Kaira Echod, is only one Aliyah in the Torah, Umaftir Echod. And that one Kaira also reads Maftir. Rabbi Yosi Aymir, La'olam Kirin Shlesha Umaftir Echod. It doesn't matter which day of the week Tisha B'Av falls, there's always three Kirim in the Torah, and the last one is the one that reads the Maftir. But either according to the Tanakhama or Rabbi Yosi, there's never more than three Kruim on Tisha B'Av. And that's contrary to Rav Ashi's Diuk, that if the Mishnah says Zeh Klal, it must be coming to be Moisif something. That not only Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed has four Kruim, there must be some other time that there's four. And Rav Ashi assumed it was Tisha B'Av, but that doesn't work with the Braisa we just saw now, that nobody holds that there's four Kruim on Tisha B'Av. Says the Gemara, Ve'elo, Kashia Zeh Klal. Okay, fine. So you see in the braisa that everybody says that Tisha B'Av has three kirim. What's the Zeh Klal teaching us? Lasuye mai? Answers the Gemara. Lasuye Rosh Chodesh v'chol HaMoed. Can you suggest that it's coming to tell me that Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed has four kruim? Ha-behed yuktoni lo. Those are mafurosh in the Mishnah. B'Rosh Chodashim u'moed kirin arba. So the Zeh Klal must be adding something. What's it adding? Answers the Gemara, no. The Klal in the Mishnah is not coming to add something, it's just coming to make it easier for us to remember. Simna ba'al mayoiv. It was just giving us a way to remember which days have how many kirim. You shouldn't by mistakenly think Yontav and Chol HaMoed ki adodininu, that both Yontav and Chol HaMoed have the same amount of kirim, and even on Chol HaMoed you call up five people. Remember this klal. Called it feile milsa mechavrei, any day that has a toisefes over another day, tfeile gavrei esera. They have extra kirim batera. And therefore, hilkoch b'rosh chodesh umoyed, on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed de'ika korban musaf, that they have a korban musaf, kirin arba, they're four oilim latera. Biyontav, the osur basias melocha, there's a tesefes on Yontav that's also osur b'melocha. Chamisha, you call up five. Biyom Kippur, the onush chorus, shisha. Shabbos, deikas eskila, shiva. And now the Gemara is going back to the second custom of Rav. Legabe nefilas apayim. The Gemara is repeating the story. Gufa, we saw in Amud Aleph, Rav ikla lebovel betaynes tzibur. Kom kro besifra, posach boreich, chosam veloi boreich. which we saw at length before. Neful kule alma anpayu. The whole tzibur did nefil asapayim. V'rav lo nofel al anpayu. And Rav didn't. My tama, Rav lo nofel al anpayu. Why did Rav taka not do tachanun like everybody else? Answers the Gemara, Ritzbosh l'avonim ha'isa, the floor was made of stone, and the custom at the time was that when they did nefilas apayim, they put their faces right down onto the floor. But Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa, that from the Pasuk it says, Ve'even maskis lo'isitnu ba'artzechem l'shtach v'isoleo, you're not allowed to bow down onto a floor which has stone on it. And we learn out from this Pasuk, Oleo, on a stone floor, Iato mishtachave, ba'artzechem, anywhere in your lands, Aval ata mishtachave, alavonim shal beis hamikdosh. You are allowed to bow down onto the floor of the beis hamikdosh, even though it was made of stone. Kedu'ula, Ndomar ula le osro teira elo ritzbosh lavonim bilvad. Any stone floor, it's also to bow down onto. Unless it's in the Beis HaMikdash. And since the Beis HaKnesses in Bovel, where Rav came to, had a stone floor, he didn't do Nefilas HaPaim. Asks the Gemara, Ihochi, my Irya Rav, afilu kulu nami. If it's Osir to bow down on a stone floor, how could everybody else do Tachanun? Answers the Gemara, Kamei de Rav Havoy, only on Rav's place there were stones on the floor. The rest of the Tzibur didn't have stones, they had some other material, or earth. Asks the Gemara, V'leize legabe tzibura, v'lin po'il al anpei. So you should go away from his place, to where everybody else was standing, and do tachanun there. Answers the Gemara, lo iboye lemitrach tzibura. Rav didn't want to be matriach the tzibur. If he would start moving from place to place, he would cause people to have to stand up for him, and he didn't want to do that. Iboyseima, the Gemara is going to give another suggestion to explain why Rav was different to everybody else. Rav, pishut yodayim v'raglayim hava ovad. When Rav did tachanun, he would be completely flat out on the floor. And that's also kudu'ula da omar ula loy osra teira elo pishut yodayim v'raglayim bilvad. But the rest of the people, they didn't do pishut yodayim v'raglayim. Ask the Gemara, v'lipo ilalape, v'lo ilavit pishut yodayim v'raglayim. Do what everyone else is doing, do tachanun, without being completely flat out with your hands and legs spread out. Answers the Gemara, loy mashani mimin hogei. Rav didn't want to change from the way he always did tachanun. V'iboy seima, another explanation why Rav didn't do tachanun, even though everyone else did. Odom choshuv shani. Rav never used to do tachanun. Since he was an odom choshuv, ukud Rebbe Loza, domer Rebbe Loza, ein odom choshuv rishoyi lipo ilal ponov. A choshuv person should not do nefilas apayim, Elohim kein, nane. Only if he's sure that his tefillos are going to be answered, then he can be noful al ponov. But if he's not sure, it's better that he doesn't be noful al ponov. And that way, if the tefillos don't get answered, nobody would be embarrassing this odom choshuv. Yeshua bin Nun, like we see by Yeshua bin Nun, that he was noifel al ponov, and Hashem told him he shouldn't do that. D'chsiv, hayoyim Hashem el Yeshua, kumloch, v'goymer, lo ma'ata noifel al ponecho. And since Rav was very choshev, he didn't do nefilas apayim. Now the Gemara is going to discuss different types of bowing of ishtachavo we find in the Torah. Tonu rabbonon, kido, whenever we see in the Torah the Loshon kido, it means that he's bowing al apayim. Only his face is touching the floor. His body is held up with his arms and legs. Shenemar vatikoid bas sheva apayim eretz, vatishtachu lamelech. Vatoymer echi adoini amelech David la'ilam. So you see that kido, vatikoid, means that apayim, only the face is on the floor. Kriya, when it says the Loshon of kriya, al birkaim, that his knees are touching the floor. V'chein hu oimer, we find like that in the Pasuk, mikroya al birkov, that kriya is on the knees. The Mefarshim ask, what's the difference between kida and kriya? The Rimigash in Shavuos Daf Tezayin Omud Aleph and the Marashah there, they explain that kida, only his face is on the ground, but his knees are not. With kriya, his knees are also on the floor. Continues the Gemara, hishtachava, when we find the Loshon of hishtachava, not only is his face on the ground, not only are his knees on the ground, zupishyot yodayim v'raglayim. He spreads out his hands and his feet, his whole body is on the floor. Shenemar, havoi novoi ani v'imcho v'achecho lishtachavo islecho orzo. Now the way we've understood it, kido is where his face is on the ground, on the floor, but his knees and hands are not. And that's not such an easy feat. Levi achvei kido kameda Rebbe. V'itla, Levi was showing Rebbe how he did kido. He was on his toes, and he bent right over till his face was on the ground, and he was not using his hands to help himself balance. And when he straightened up afterwards, he started limping. Asks the Gemara, v'ha kogormele, was the reason that Levi was limping was because he did kido? V'omar Rebbe Elazar la'ilom al yotiach odom dvorim klapim aylo. You should be careful when speaking to Hashem. Shari odom godil, hitiach dvorim klapim aylo. Tehillah, there was a big person that was talking to Hashem in a way that wasn't completely proper. Ve'itla, and he became limp. Umanu, who is this person? Levi. So you see that Levi became limp because of the way he was talking to Hashem, not because of the kiddah he was doing. Answers the Gemara, ha'va'ha'garmale. The reason that he became limp after doing the kiddah was because doing kiddah has a certain risk, and since he was deserving of this punishment, when he did the kiddah, he hurt himself. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chia bar Ovin, Chazino lohu la'abaya v'rova, we saw Abaya and Rova, demitzle atzluye. They were leaning on their side when they were doing tachanun, but their faces were not touching the ground. Like we saw before, it's not proper for a choshev person to go right down onto the ground.